Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert took to the podium behind me on Wednesday here in Indy, and he talked about all things Steelers, including Ben Roethlisberger, Ryan Shazier, Antonio Brown, and much more. Here's five things you want to know about what he said.
Well, really, when you think about the two games with the Jaguars, and I've told their personnel this, they play an extremely good game, much better than we did, and they deserve to win in both cases. So you look at each game individually, and most recent, of course, was the loss in the playoffs, and we were out physicaled defensively. Their offense did a great job of running the ball on us, keeping us off balance. We made some mistakes in the secondary, which again is to their credit, and they deserved to win and move on, and we didn't. Well, I think he can, maybe build off of what he did last season. He probably exceeded our expectations as a rookie, quite honestly. And now, it's up to him to match the standards that he set for himself last year. Juju's a unique personality. He it wasn't real big for him. I mean, coming out of USC, he had played in big stadiums and big games. So really, coming to the NFL wasn't a huge step for him. And fortunately for us, he performed. And again, he now set a standard for himself that he has to match next year. And we just hope that he can do it. But I don't know if I can really identify one other trait other than he's been in big situations before. Yeah, that's really Antonio outperforming his own standards that he sets every day for himself. That year we drafted Emmanuel Sanders in the third round. We took Antonio in the sixth, and quite honestly, we had the same grades on them. Emmanuel was a little more predictable because he was a senior. He had played in the East-West game. Antonio was an underclassman, kind of late to the party, so to speak. But when we took Antonio, it was just such an obvious pick in the sixth round to go back and take another wide receiver. But once we got him, we could see that he was special. And then the more we worked with him and watched him practice and compete, we knew that this could be something special, which fortunately it's turned out to be. Well, Ryan Shazier won't play in 2018. He knows that, and we know that, and we're going to continue to support him in his recovery. So we know that going into this season, he won't play, and he'll end up on a different type of list once we get the determination. Once the league starts, we'll designate where he'll end up. So we know that's a challenge because we'll be at 89 players, and fortunately for Ryan, he's covered in that manner that he will be part of our team officially and really unofficially, because he's still with us day to day. As he rehabs, he involves himself with the team and team issues so that he can be a formidable member in 2018. I don't know. I mean, there's no limit on his competitiveness, his wanting to win. Last year he made mention of, okay, maybe it's a year-to-year thing. Fortunately for us, when we lost that game, as disappointed as we were, he came out that night and said that he wants to play. And that gave me a great lift, because I know that the most important position on our team will hopefully be secure for a few more years.
And since there's no Steelers Live this week, for our Steelers Nation Unite members, the keyword today is an easy one. It's combine. So head to SteelersNationUnite.com. Enter the keyword combine to earn your extra yards. From Indy, I'm Missy Matthews for Steelers.com.